Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, May 15th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in all over the globe. We love the fact that the Starlink system we're using to piggyback on that to get out to listeners all over the planet. So thanks for tuning in if that's the case for you and you're getting this call in something other than English. It means you're getting translated in 3 seconds after I say it. So glad that you're all there. Thanks for tuning in. Let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another stimulating exhortation of a teaching that we can all benefit from. Hold off a sec. I've got my intel source coming in. Hold on 1 sec.
Okay. Going with the flow, we're going with the flow. Dee 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 dee, because we know.
Okay, are you singing, Sue? Are you singing?
Yeah, I'm doing. We're going with the flow. We're going with the flow. Okay,
go ahead. You know what, Sue? I'm kind of in the midst of my prayer, but anyway, this is a little pause in the prayer. I'll tell you in a second. Let me finish up the prayer. Lord God, thank you for blessing this time for all of us tonight, whether we're on the call, off the call, part of Big Call Universe or not. Lord God, we pray for all of us in humanity that we all will be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now, Sue, I was going to say that I was thinking about, Sue, wouldn't it be fun if you shared a story from your youth that might include your grandma Peepie? For example, something about if you love me, this would happen. If you love me, blank.
Maybe we could fit it into the indie special edition segment of my segment, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, so people feel like they have a really warm, and it's especially good for all my Southern friends, and they know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Of which there are plenty, I hope. Yes. Well, I would love
maybe
if you would include that. I would love that, okay?
Sure.
All right. So, where was I, Sue? Okay. So, Sue's been doing these wonderful teachings for 6 years now, maybe? 7 years? It's been a long time.
7 years.
Yeah.
Wow, it's hard to believe. Wow. Well,
it's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. So, before I get too excited here about everything, Sue, if you will, just tell us a little bit that we can learn tonight, and you and I'll comment on it.
You know what I did today? This keeps it in the narrative storytelling thing. I looked up series and shows, like, has any show ever gone on for 10 years? And it was Cheers, Friends, and I was thinking, this is like being on a sitcom for the change of the world for 10 years.
Kind of a rom-com. It's a rom-com.
All of us are part, everybody listening is part of it. You know, they're the
like
audience.
Seinfeld,
and, right? Yeah. So,
the rye bread. Is it fresh? The rye bread.
Yeah, that's just so funny. Like doing something with a small group of people and then having it go out and having just a community based on changing the world. And so this is going to apply very nicely. Enlarging your vision. I heard a story about a man on vacation in Hawaii with his wife. He was a good man who had achieved a modest measure of success, but he was coasting along thinking that he'd already reached his limits in life. One day, a friend was driving the couple around the island, showing them the sights. They stopped to admire a gorgeous house set high on a hill. The property was replete with beautiful palm trees. Can you just see this? And lush green gardens in a picturesque, peaceful setting, with a panoramic view overlooking the ocean. As the man gazed at the magnificent home, he commented to his wife and friend, I can't even imagine living in a place like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, something inside him said, don't worry, you won't. You'll never
have
live
it
in
for
a great
you.
Place. You'll never live at a great place like that. Now I have to bring that into my segment too. Startled at his own thoughts, he asked himself, what do you mean? As long as you can't imagine it, as long as you can't see it, then it's not going to happen for you. The man correctly realized that his own thoughts and attitudes were condemning him to mediocrity. He determined then and there to start believing better of himself and believing better of God. It's the same way with us. We have to conceive it on the inside, everything we do with the pod, before we ever are going to receive it on the outside. If you don't think you can have something good, then you never will. The barrier is in your mind. It's
That's
not
right.
God's lack of resources or your lack of talent that prevents you from prospering. Your own wrong thinking and feeling, that's my addition, can keep you from God's best. You too may have assumed that you've already peaked, that you've reached your limits in life, that you'll never be more successful, I'll never achieve significance, do something meaningful, or enjoy the good things in life that I've seen others enjoy. Sad to say, you are exactly right.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to change your thinking, that's why the first step, living at your full potential, is to enlarge your vision. To live your best life now, you must start looking at life through eyes of faith, seeing yourself rising to new levels, feeling yourself embodying that self, all this is being added by me, so that you feel it in your body. See your business taking off. See your marriage restored. See your family prospering. See your dreams coming to pass. You must conceive it and believe it is possible if you ever hope to experience it. To conceive it, you must have an image on the inside of the life you want to live on the outside. This image has to become a part of you in your thoughts, in your conversation, deep down in your subconscious mind, in your actions, and in every part of your being. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Well, I think that's a wonderful teaching, Sue, and I really liked it. And I thought, it's so fundamental. It's so important if you can, let's see, what were the two words? If you can see it.
Envision.
You yeah. Envision. There was a word that rhymed with believe. That's where I was going with it. Believe it. You have to do that before you can achieve it. And your word was experience, but my word is achieve. In other words, you have to see it, envision it, believe it, to achieve it. And if you say, oh, look at that big house up there on the hill. Oh, I'll never live in a place like that. Well, you're exactly right. You won't. And that's what the teaching said. Or if you say, oh, they have a big house, but I bet they're not happy. Well, they may not be happy. It being in a big place doesn't necessarily make you happy. And if it is, it could be temporary. You know, with a lot of things, if you will, comes a lot of responsibility. So before you start buying mansions and huge, huge places, make sure that it's what you really want. There's nothing wrong with having, you know, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. Were it not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place where he's going to prepare a mansion for all of us. That's after. That's eternity. That's not here on this earth. But if we can envision something like a very nice property or a nice home or a nice life, that's okay. It's okay to do that. But our first desire should be, yes, to get something nice to live in, a nice car to ride in, whatever, all of that's cool. But we need to think, how can this blessing be used to help other people? That's what our projects, our humanitarian projects, are about. It's not going to be how many cars can we have, how many luxury cars, how many homes can we have, all of that stuff. It's just things, you know? And I think what's cool about this teaching is it told us, yeah, you should use your imagination to envision your present and your future. I think that's what we're trying to do, Sue. We're trying to do that now. Many of us are thinking ahead, using the med bed as an example, going, okay, after I come out of the med bed and I've had this, this, and this, and this done, blah, 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 then I'll be able to, my case, play tennis again at a high level, or play golf again at a high level, or ski again, et cetera, et cetera. And I love all that, and that's going to be fun for me. But what's really important is to get the longevity of life to be young again, to where we can age out much, much more slowly than we do now and be around for 300 or 400+ years, you know, so that we can see Rebuild America all the way through. We can see Rebuild International all the way through. We can take care of veterans and there are no more homeless veterans, you know. That's the type of thing that I think we have to balance between, you know, how are we going to use this blessing? Not only to benefit ourselves, but to benefit humanity. I think that's really going to be the fun. I think the real fun is going to be how we help other people to feel. How are they going to feel when all of a sudden you say, we're going to rebuild your home. We're going to rebuild this or that. We're going to give you this healing center. We're going to give you this arena. You know, in other words, we want their participation in it, Sue. Okay, it's not just, mm-hmm. I'm going to give this. We want them to be part of it. That's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to involve the communities, involve the towns in manufacturing and so on. We'll try to do it that way. That's what my goal is for that, you know, is to make it all fly. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. That's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. Tell me what you think of it and what your opinions are about that.
Well, you made a lot of really good points about, you know, making it. I'm going to take it and expand it and, you know, use, mm-hmm. hop off of what you've already created.
Okay.
When you think of expanding your vision, here's something I'd like people to integrate. You were talking about it's not about just doing it for you. It's about how you're going to make other people feel. And it's not about buying houses and cars and, you know, just pursuing things, even projects. Because to me, I like to get everybody to get their pen out. The number one thing we've never talked about expanding your vision that hasn't really mm-hmm. been on this planet is not self-neglecting.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're buying something, you've got to be thinking about quality of your experience that is going to translate into a better experience for everyone around you. So what does that mean? It means that you buy, instead of 6 cars, because we can show you the science on that, and you can buy 6 cars, but it's like, what is your, are you fulfilled like with 1 or 2 really quality mm-hmm. cars instead of never feeling fulfilled? Are you able to be connected to your, like, what deeply nourishes you in how you, here's the another operative word that people, you know, I'm kind of not into conforming to cliches, if you haven't noticed. So, and there's a lot of cliche, which has been dominated by materialism, a lot of it, and just what we know, what we know, what we know. What if you could design what would nourish and expand you? And in doing that, your nervous system felt really good. You deepened your relationships. You weren't distracted by so much to do. You figured out how to get a team that did what they love to do for your project. Or you buy a big ranch and you've delegated and you designed in how you're going to feel and how that feeling is going to get out onto the planet. Nobody, and that is literally the science of how we're going to be doing it in the future, because everybody has been in survival. They just run after something, create it, and they're never thinking about how do I come home after a day from doing what I'm doing with my team. Am I exhausted? Am I connected? Can I connect to the people that I love? And think about this. Go look at some movie that's doing a period piece like Pride and Prejudice. Look at how they lived their life. They weren't distracted. They were connected. They were present. To me, expanding your vision towards the quality of life you want to experience and designing it from there, that is worth putting your attention on.
That's good, Sue. You know the other thing, Sue, that is important in this teaching that you put out for us tonight? It's sometimes our dreams are restricted. Sometimes we restrict our own imagination. Sometimes other people are dream stealers and try to steal your own dream. Say, oh, that'll never work. Oh, that can't happen. Oh, yeah, sure, good luck with that. You know, I mean, we have to sort of filter out outside influences that are affecting our own imagination and our own ability to dream. God gave us this ability to dream, and we should use our dream creation.
I think that's true. I remember a conversation I had with a friend maybe 7 years ago, and they were about to be gifted a yacht. And I said to them, because sometimes people are actually there to show you context. Because if you start hanging out on yachts, and there are just certain people that are attracted to a certain lifestyle, is that going to be? And so if a friend says, is that really what you want? And is that, like, do you think there might be, was going to be a gift? Is that really where you want to go? That's not dream stealing. That's just holding up another edge of the dream so a person can see it. So when people say to me, that as long as they're reflecting care, it's not dream stealing. They're not condemning your dream. They're just asking you, is that really where you want to go? So I want to give that refinement, you know? Because I think sometimes you want to have perspective on what you're shaping. And you go, oh, great, a yacht. And is that coming from something you really want? Or is it just something that's been, you've been programmed to think, oh, a yacht is really great, or lots of stuff is really great. It's a lot of, you know, knowing. But you can unknow it.
Yeah, at the same time, that's sort of where boundaries come in, too. Because now either you put up a boundary and say, okay, I'm not going to let somebody else's desire control what it is that God wants for me. And then at the same time, you also say, you know, you're going to use boundaries to limit maybe what other people try to give you. You know?
Yeah.
It might be something that you'll have to just say, no, thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you for the thought.
Right.
It's a wonderful thought.
Big.
I love that. It's wonderful that you wanted to give me something, but let's do something else, or let's do this, or you know, let's take that energy and go a different direction with it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I like
I
that
mean,
teaching,
people
Sue.
just, you know, it's like my other peeve. It's like people, sorry, ladies, people that are, remember the Christmas I talked about? Please stop making lots of baked goods and sugars that are known to cause cancer
yes,
and all that stuff.
More donuts, Coach. More donuts.
Yeah, it's like, oh, let me make you a cake in the morning. Or it's like, no, don't do that.
Coffee cake.
We have to be examining our repetitive habits and behaviors that have just been conditioned.
You must bake, Sue, bake without sugar. Bake using, what do you call it? What's it called? Agave or honey? Agave or honey?
Yeah.
Try to bake with those two. Those are healthy.
It's just taking the time to slow down, soften, think about things, think about doing. Is this the best way? Just softening and like that. So, are we ready for?
Yes.
I don't know.
Let's go into prayer and praise, Sue. Let's go in and see.
I've got it. Good. Okay, so we
have
a couple of prayer requests. Wow. This is from, I'm just going to say one part of your name, Linda. This is from Linda. Please pray for me. Young scammers are trying to steal my Cayman condo without paying for it. I'm in Cayman this week trying to save my condo. Came in court, totally biased and fair, compliant to the scammers, and discard me because I'm old, 77, and have no one to protect me. I have a court in Cayman. I have no idea what I'm doing in legal matters. I'm a gospel musician. Please pray for justice for me. So we're going to see that Linda is out of nowhere. People show up to support her. She gets an idea of somebody she can call. She is surrounded with literally, I don't like the word, a troop.
What?
There we go. A troop. I was going to say army. A troop of help and advisors and of the highest quality light and support. In Jesus' name, she is so supported, so healed. This is going to be dissolved, and she is going to be victorious, and she is knowing that the love, the support of the big call and of Christ are surrounding her and lifting her into new solutions and resolutions. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. Sue, I got an idea here. Let me jump in for a sec. Linda, that particular email, would you consider forwarding that to our mutual friend who might be able to do something about that on the ground?
Give me an initial. Who's our mutual friend?
Okay, because we might be able to do something for them, okay? Maybe.
Yep.
I'll talk to him about it. That'll be a good idea. Okay.
This is from Soraya. Would you please pray for my sons, Daniel, for his mercy, physical, spiritual healing, wholeness, and self-love, and Joel, physical healing. And so, yes, we're praying for your two sons, Soraya, and for you, and for everything that is surrounding them. Their friends, the influences around them, everything they eat, everything they're looking at, everything they're doing. We're seeing you and the two of them surrounded in this miraculous spiral of Christ's light and healing that is dissolving any negative influence. It's just spinning it out. It's reverse spinning. And if you see that, Soraya, and you see this spinning light that's like a cleansing vortex that's removing like a flush anything that's penetrating them or causing disturbance in them, we see it completely removing and completely restoring them to fullness, wholeness, and incredible fulfillment in Jesus' name. And say amen.
Amen. And amen.
And then we, okay. Hold on one. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Hold on a second. I had Jeannie here just a second ago.
Okay.
Where did you go? Mm-hmm. Where did you go? Jeannie.
Jeannie, come in. Over. Jeannie, come in.
She's here.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Please pray for my sister, Julia Ann, who is in a bad car accident, is still in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Of course, Jeannie. Thank you, Bruce and Sue, for your kind words and wishes. I was at a funeral home and had sent the praise, but it never went through. This has been a difficult year for me. I lost a distant relative and 4 friends over the last 5 months.
Wow, that's a lot.
Oh, and we got something from Faith, too. Thank you, Faith. I'm a bit overwhelmed and brokenhearted. We continue to pray for all the leaders and listeners and all of their requests. May God answer all your prayers and bless you with peace, health, love, and happiness. Everyone have a safe and beautiful weekend, Jeannie. And so now what we're going to do is we're going to, I have 2 things. So we're going to pray for Jeannie, and then I have another person to pray for, and then we'll
Okay, sure. Sure.
Please pray for my sister, Julia Ann. And so we're seeing Julia Ann and her family, and Jeannie and her family surrounded. We see them. We see the hospital, the room that she's in, her body, the windows, the whole space is filled with miracle energy. So thick that when people come into the room, they're almost overwhelmed by it. And that is the love of the big call, the love of Christ, the love of the legions that hear our call and know that we're now empowered to create atmospheres of deep healing, instant and miraculous recovery, and to fill Jeannie, with the love that she has sent out to so many through her faithful prayers, seeing her heart, her energy, her ability to remember not to identify with the circumstances, but to identify with the love of God that she is. That is her power. That is her strength. That is who she is. She's not the circumstances. She's not the losses. She's the infinite beauty and love of Christ. In Jesus' name, receive, seal this, and see it as successful. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Very good, too. Very good.
I'd like to pray for a dear friend who is going through a, sort of a double trial, which is going to be ending very shortly, I think Bruce is going to say. And so we see financial blessing, healing blessing. See how I'm not even giving you any hint. Is it a man? Is it a woman?
No hint.
But
yeah.
They know who it is. They know who it is.
Yeah.
And I'll just, I know it's really fun. It's fun to do it like this. And so we see everything in this individual's life surrounded with a beautiful healing acknowledgement of how deep and devoted they are to God's love, God's mystery, and to the infinite potential to be one with Christ and to be moving the energy to keep everything that is disturbing away and to stand in victory over this entire situation. In Jesus' name, we see miracles for this individual and say amen.
Amen.
And that's it.
And that's everything from Jeannie. Nothing from Pastor Scott.
Yep.
We
nothing from Pastor
remember.
Scott. Scott.
Okay.
Yep.
Sue, I just want everybody to know, because I didn't mention that Bob was not going to be on the call in the beginning, but he's going to join us anytime after half past the hour, as soon as I get a drink. Anytime after half past a quarter of, he'll jump in when Sue's through with her segment. So that's why Bob's not here yet.
And I'm going to give a shout out to Leroy, and just tell Leroy I'll be taking care of you tomorrow morning. It's just my easy way of doing things while I'm on the call.
Yeah, really.
So,
very good. All right, Sue. So, let's see. I know you're making plans for a new class to start next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7:25 p.m. Should the numbers not be here by then? So tell us about that and anything else you want us to know about.
Well, I'm going to give us an invitation. And it's an invitation to just help you kind of realize the opportunities. It's related to our teaching. It's expanding your vision. I'm hearing something in the background. Is that you?
No, don't hear a thing.
Bruce?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. I heard a television. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you a testimonial that was very beautiful that came in. And I think this highlights what we do in our classes. And it said, what did it say here? It said, it was Sovereign in the Room, Class Reflections. This is the last class. Sue, you nailed it. I found the teaching and meditations profoundly effective and deeply significant personally. The clearing of old tapes and old patterns that creep in and bring you down from time to time brings true freedom and transformation. The images from the meditations are now able to instantly clear once remembered baggage moment to moment. You gave us all a wonderful tool for our personal toolbox for personal transmutation into our true selves. So I'm just going to say that. Once there, love is so pervasive that there's absolutely no room for sadness, returning to the past, or any negativity. The ability to carry that forward in a public situation is the challenge. I also loved your use of the word clear. It's quick and easy to remember not to take on what you see in others or what they try to consciously or unconsciously pass on to you. That class was my favorite. Thank you. So here's what we're doing. We have another special edition class coming up. And I think I'm going to read it to you a little bit. I said, let's think about this. Use this opportunity to get closer to yourself. Have you ever felt that quiet longing for just a little more closeness or more presence in your connections or more sacred space, like really deeply connecting on a day-to-day relational level? What if your relationships weren't just functional, but they were profoundly nourishing? What if the people around you weren't just good-hearted, but emotionally reciprocal, attuned, and really available and engaged? We're entering a time when relational clarity is no longer a luxury. It's a leadership imperative. So many of us have come from beautiful traditions that taught us love, loyalty, and faith. But what happens when that faith brings you into a new phase of responsibility? What happens when you're asked to steward more more people, more vision, more resources, and you haven't yet explored how your nervous system or your relationships and your leadership style are going to respond to that. You haven't explored how you're going to respond to that. We're stepping into a time where money, visibility, and responsibility are arriving faster than people's systems may be prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know how your own body and your team bodies and your family's bodies handle change, intimacy, pressure, or new light, you risk building old systems into a new moment. And that collapses spiritually and structurally. So this is where the new science comes in. This is where relational architecture matters. And this is where INDI, the Intimacy Nutrient Density Index, begins to shift the way we see what's nourishing versus what's familiar. And what's familiar is people being shallow, people not listening, people being cut off, people cutting you off when you're sharing a deep experience, and you go, I just can't do that anymore. Ask yourself this. If I don't learn how to understand and support my nervous system and relational field as we enter this new era, what will I unconsciously recreate? What will I be unequipped to hold when the next blessing arrives? So emotional nutrient density index is a way we're going to take 3 to 5 different scientifically proven ways to create more space for more quality, more joy, more listening, more attunement. That most people, if you listen to how they're talking about busyness, they're talking about distraction, they're talking really quickly, their nervous system is hyped up. It's hyped up. That's a nervous system under stress. And if you add more things to that nervous system, or it could be a nervous system that's stagnant, that it doesn't have the right amount of stimulus. So in this class, what we're going to do is we're going to start the very first class, and this will be kind of coming to the close. Guess what we're going to deal with? I've been in this work for over 32 years now, one-on-one, probably about 36,000 hours of one-on-one with people. That's a lot of hours, deeply exploring it in myself and with other people. And the number one thing that I see, spiritual bypass, like, oh, yeah, and emotional neglect. And emotional neglect is when you abandon yourself to do good, and you don't know who you are, you don't know what you're feeling, you've been living with a roommate kind of a relationship arrangement, because you never had the opportunity to slow down, know what you're feeling, get connected, get into that place where you feel really good because you're in your body. You feel comfortable. You're not in your head. You're breathing God into your life. Can you imagine if we created, and this is a start, it's a practice, but it's to introduce you to some practices that are going to take Christ's message, the Father and I are one. So you actually live embodying that. So your head, your heart, your nervous system, and your emotions have Christ's peace and joy. And you're not you're not reacting because everybody around you talks really fast. So you talk really fast because otherwise you're going to look like a freak, because how are they going to relate to your energy and your rhythm? We need a new rhythm. We need a rhythm that is whole. We need a rhythm that is truth-based. So if you're interested in the Intimacy Nutrient Density Index, what that is, how that will affect your relationships, how you'll feel whole, you won't be rushing, you won't be chasing, you won't be out of your body, but you'll be, oh my God, this feels good. Mm. And then when you're like that, you have relationships with people. You won't be putting up with all the noisy people. You won't be putting up with all the distraction. You'll be designing your whole life. And then the whole world will be designing and singing in this non-stressed out, non-loud, non-distorted rhythm and sound of joy and peace. So if that sounds interesting to you, just send us an email. And if you're really committed, this is for the people that want all in for wholeness. They know that they're already whole, but they want to take their relationships and they want to create an energy around them and in their projects that is going to be based on wholeness. Wholeness. Not in the head, not cut off, not complaining about everything that's wrong because they've been so distracted all their lives. This is accountability for creating wholeness in your life. So Send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put in Indy, I'm in, and just your telephone, mm-hmm. and the cost is $150,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to walk away with tools that you can practice every day. And within 72 hours, here's the thing, within 72 hours, you'll be closing the gap that you never knew how to close, so that you can step into those relationships with your kids. And what are we doing with the RV? How are we going about this?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be able to signal, you're going to signal safety, forward thinking, but most importantly, you're going to signal, I'm here for you. What's it like to be you with me? What's it like to be you today? And finding out, can you imagine if somebody said to you, what's it like to be you today? And you could really hear their answer. And you could be present to them. And you say, how about joining me in this new thing? Or just think about this. It's going to be teaching you how to navigate the relationships in your life. And that's the point. You can't do that without intimacy and feeling other people. And most people, because they've never been felt, most people don't have a very deep connection with themselves or with another person or really with a really deep attunement. And this is what we want to get across. So you'll have it in your family and you'll have it in your teams. So if you're excited about it, even if you're excited about hearing about this topic, send us an email, because we'd love to hear. We design these things because we notice what we see around us, and we want to be able to provide we're calling it a new gateway to thriving. So Indy, a new gateway to thriving, join us next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, $150, send us an email.
And with 7:25 p.m. Eastern.
7:25 p.m. Eastern.
Yep. And Sue,
are you?
Now that you have that, I'm talking, yes. Now that you've said all that, and I let in one of the kitties, Let us go for a quick story about...
Okay, so intimacy. Let's go for intimacy. Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Bruce likes to hear, and it's very important because you get to know things about people. So I grew up with a father that, came out of Canada, and a mother that came out of the South. Okay, no interruptions, please. Please, we don't need the commentary. So, it's training. So Bruce likes to hear these stories of my grandmother, who was from Natchez, Mississippi, and had a Bachelor of Oratory degree that she goes, I had a B.O. degree.
She had a B.O. degree.
Her name was M.P. And so I couldn't say the M, or my sister couldn't, so we used to call her Pea Pie. We used to get teased at school like crazy. But she would tell us stories. She would tell us stories about... being down home and doing things like, we used to sit out on the back porch and we used to put bourbon on sugar cubes and we'd watch the ants get drunk. She would say things like that or tell these stories about how she had a beau and his name was Phelps Montgomery. And she turned to that Phelps Montgomery and she said, Phelps, if you love me, you'll eat that bug.
I love that. That is proving love right there.
Yeah. Just the stories of what it was like. I hope Brenda's listening. Just being in the deep South in a very different rhythm that I hope we'll all get to return to. It's just a better rhythm. It's not as distracted and fragmented.
Slow and steady wins the race.
And then she also, Bruce's other favorite is me being five and her saying, now, Susie, in all fairness, and I'd look at her, I'd in all fairness, that's what... She was saying, in all fairness, and so, but I, my,
but
it's like,
accent,
I'm sure we
it
all
sounded
have,
like in all
I'm sure that all of us had these amazing, what it was like to have your grandparents and their influence, and just share that with people, to think about creating a circle where you share family stories. That would be that would be an amazing icebreaker. I'm always thinking about practical.
Oh, yeah, no question about that.
It would be an amazing icebreaker when you got your family together and they're about to step into something new together. You know, it's husbands,
that's mixing
it's
a little bit of the old with the new. That's good.
Exactly. It's called scaffolding. And
it's
so you go out
transition.
To dinner. Yeah. And you go out to dinner and you make a special little card and you'll say, celebrating our family or something. And you go out for this dinner, you have it at your house, and you just sit and you pick a card, make it so they have to participate. You put, a card in a jar and you put grandma, so you put family cards in the jar and they have to tell an appreciative story about them.
Yeah,
that's the
right.
point.
That's
it's like
way. Good
and
way
it
to
makes
remember
everybody remember and share and get people so they're sharing
engaged.
Like a shared experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very nice of you, Bruce, to I hope that, I don't
thank
care.
You, Sue.
It was fun to share it. Yeah.
It was fun to hear it. I love it. I never get tired of that. And your faux Southern accent is quite good, Sue. I can tell you that.
I know that.
In all fairness,
I've gone to places on North Carolina and start talking funny. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Pretend.
We love North Carolina. Don't get me wrong. I went to school there.
I know. It's just fun to do. It's just fun to do. It's just fun to do. Okay, that's enough for our entertainment segment of the leadership segment of the.
How's our time doing right now, Sue? How's our time?
9:53.
Oh, okay. Bob has been waiting then. Okay. Well, let's do this, Sue. Thank you so much for that. Let's bring Bob in. Bob, super patient. Come on in, brother, if you're there. Come in.
I'm here, Bruce.
There you are. Hey, Bob.
Yep.
We went
in
a little longer.
Just walking outside. Just walking outside.
Super.
It's it's trivia night at the restaurant where we came into to get a burger.
Yeah.
It's trivia night, and they have all these Texans, rowdy Texans with hats and long beards. Playing trivia, screaming and shouting. It's really lively.
Well, you don't have ZZ Top there, do you?
It could be. The table next to us looks like them.
Cool. Very cool. Well, that's awesome, Bob. Well, tell us how your newly adopted people down there in Tejas are doing.
Yeah, I know. It's a... It's really great. I mean, there's so many new things coming about. Like, I'm having dinner tonight with a guy that this is going to be really good stuff for the Rebuild America project and health and wellness in general. And this guy, Brian, invented a new system that's already being installed in new houses, which their tagline is, "Why isn't there a check engine light for your house?"
Oh, that's interesting.
And they're installing in these new builds all these detection devices, including they can detect a leak anywhere in your pipes, inside or out, like if one drop is leaking out of the pipes.
Okay.
And all these other detection devices, particularly indoor air quality. They have a device that's measuring particulates, mold, everything.
Yeah.
And then they monitor it for you. You pay $10 a month. And they have a home office that monitors, and any time an alarm goes off at the home office, they alert the homeowner. Hey, you need to change the filter in your air conditioner. You've got a leak in the pipe. You know, we're sending a plumber out tomorrow morning. And things like that. You know, of course, CO2 and all that is in
radon. Yeah.
So, yep. All those things are now going to be monitored the same way that, you can have monitor for your security system.
Right. And, sure.
And so they've got the whole thing done. They had to invent some new detecting devices.
Mm-hmm.
They've installed it in about 200 homes so far. And now they came to the Board of Advisors because they're raising money in what's called a safe investment, a simple agreement for future equity. And they're raising money and getting advice from the Board of Advisors, how to get the get it launched nationwide to start with, and then worldwide, and then get their Series A going and make it a publicly traded company or sell it, to the Hobsonian Brothers, home builders, or Google, or something like that.
Sure,
and so
I could see that.
It's really interesting. So we're going through, all the various possibilities tonight at dinner, and he joined the Board of Advisors specifically for help with that project, which is now going to, evolve the state of healthy homes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that invented the system.
That's
going to be really great for people avoiding getting mold poisoning and respiratory issues, their house getting flooded, and then there's a real problem with mold. So
yep.
It's really cool to see.
So, Bob, what about you? Did you present yet today? Did you present yet?
No, that's going to be tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Tomorrow morning. Yep. They were having a cryptocurrency presentation afterwards.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, before we pack up and head home.
Okay. Cool.
It's pretty cool. They figured out a way to tokenize gold. So now if someone owns gold that's either physically in their presence or if it's in a vault somewhere and you kind of own it on paper, they're going to be able to take the value of it and they can issue you a stable coin at 70% of the value of the gold. And that, so say you have $1,000 of gold, they'll give you a deposit into a crypto wallet of $700 worth of the stable coin. And then with that stable coin, you can convert it to cash and take it out, or you can move it around and invest it in things like Bitcoin or XRP or things like that, you know?
Sure.
And so it's allowing people to do things that are basically borrowing money against their gold.
That's right. That's what they're doing. They're leveraging. LTV, loan to value. Yep.
And what they're also going to be able to do is, you know, they have a really good way to estimate the amount of gold that's in any given mine now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Photonic. And they're going to, on a 50% basis, they'll tokenize the gold that's still in the ground.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Which will generate revenue for the mining companies to actually be able to mine the gold, pay the expenses to mine it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be introducing them. I'll be introducing them to the World Mining Corporation, which I know the president of that company.
And there you go.
He'll be really happy.
Yeah.
But that's stuff like that that's going on. It's really fun. Lots of really nice people.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Excellent. Well, Bob, you mentioned sales that were continuing to go on. Anything else that you'd like to mention that's new or anything we need to be aware of?
No, not really. Just, the sale is still on if people want to get their free barley with their collagen and save an extra 10% on their new auto ships subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Will last for 3 months. So you sign up and you get 3 months of extra discount. And then we have the ancient herb bundle still is on at half price with curcumin and ashwagandha and olive leaf extract.
Right.
And 10% off also on the clarity factor to help people get back started again.
Okay. Very cool.
That's about it.
Resveratrol. We still have plenty of resveratrol. We have plenty of Myotrol in the barn.
Yeah, we do. We still have plenty, and we're waiting to hear on the ETA of the next order as well. So
good.
We're trying to stay way ahead of it if at all possible.
That's great. That's a great idea because it's been a really well-received brand-new product over the last 6 or 8 months now. Now it's if you don't have your Myotrol, you miss it, it's a good idea for people to go ahead and put that on subscribe and save and make sure they get that every month so you don't ever run out.
Absolutely.
That's important for Boomer Boost and Barley too, but it's really important also for Myotrol. Anything else? Well, it sounds like you're having a great day down there today, Bob, really. I'm excited about it for you, and that's really interesting. So are you going to head back tomorrow, or are you going to leave on Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be back in Tampa by 8:30 tomorrow night.
Okay, cool.
So,
very cool. Well, that sounds great. Let's let everybody know, Bob, to to see what you have on the website, see what you have in the way of – your products, products on sale. All they need to do is go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site, and then when they click on Boomers, at the top they have a banner that says Boomers on it. When you click on it, it's a direct link to Bob's site. So you go right into the Boomer site, and then you can see all the various products, see the products that are on sale. You can see the bundling and so on, subscribe and save, which is just an easy way for you to get products that you're using every month and to get them. And you can change if you need to move the date up or back or add a product or take a product off. All of that is doable at least 3 days prior to your ship date on your subscribe and save. So they're very good, you know, at modifying and adjusting that shipment to you so that you don't, you know, so that you're pleasantly surprised getting exactly what you want when you need it. Okay, so do that. And then, of course, the other thing is the phone number to use, which you should put in your phone, is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 Eastern Daylight Time. And I'll tell you, that would be the way to get in touch with them if you have a problem. Obviously, you can do email, get it that way, but they're really good at getting back to you. For example, if you call in and you get the recording, just leave your name and number. They'll call you right back. And I do that with Stephanie, and she'll call me right back, and we'll knock out an order in 5 minutes or less, and boom, it's the way to do it. I love it. For me, that works for me right now. So, Bob, anything else before you take off, or have you already gone?
No, okay. There's nothing else. Yep. That's about it for tonight. I'm going to go
finish
my dinner.
Yeah, finish your dinner. Have some dessert, baby. And we'll be talking to you over the weekend, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Bob. All right. I'm glad Bob was on remote location down in Dallas-Fort Worth area for a mastermind conference. And this is day 4 of day 5. And tomorrow will be his last day, probably a half day down there. Let's get into some intel. All right. What's interesting, I told you guys Tuesday night that a lot of the sources that we have sort of dried up. A lot of people that we've talked to are no longer able to talk to us. They say we're too close to this. They're listening to everything we say, all that kind of talk, you know. And so we do the best we can to find out what the heck is really going on, you know, because, you know, guys, you know it as well as I do. We thought Thursday, Friday, today, tomorrow, for sure, would be when we're supposed to be notified because we had heard that, right, from pretty good sources, people that are in the redemption centers. All right, here's what happened today. They got emails at 9:15 this morning, but the emails were to give them their new username passwords to get in to log in to their accounts. They've been doing a lot of shifting of personnel, locations in the redemption centers, and I don't think it's just in one or two regions. It could have been nationwide that these changes were taking place. So this morning, the redemption center leaders were looking for a new username password to access to go online. All right, on to the proper site. So in the case, we did get to talk with one of our bank leaders and one of our redemption center leaders very briefly, but we find that in the redemption centers today, the screens went dark. They went black, and it was probably because new rates are going to be coming up, and they didn't want to show those yet. Now, in the banks, the rates are still up. I think this is a good thing. When the screens go down at the redemption center, it's telling you, wait, there's going to be changes coming to the rates. Usually, they're increased, usually. And so that's a good thing. So when I hear rates are on at the banks, but they're not on at the Redemption Center screens, I think, oh, good, that shows that we're close again. Now, that's the situation today so far with the Redemption Centers. There have been new currencies that have been added. I mentioned on Tuesday that there is only one basket. This global currency reset is a once-for-all deal. It's not going to have a second or a third or a fourth basket. That's old stuff that is no longer the case. Even if it was true in the past, it's not true now. One basket, but they have added four or five new currencies in the last couple of days. And for example, I mentioned North Korea, South Korea. They both use, if I remember right, the North Korean won, W-O-N, South Korean won, W-O-N. Now, I believe you'll have a new won for both North and South Korea when they announce some kind of a, not a repatriation, but where the two will be joined back as one country. Okay? Sort of like what happened in Vietnam. So we're going to have North and South Korea as one country, and maybe initially it'll be two different currencies. I don't know. But I know they're both on, the plan is for both of them to be on the Redemption Center screens. You have Syria. President Trump dropped the sanctions against Syria 2 days ago. He met with the head of that country, and this is a chance for Syria to do the right thing. President Trump has given them that, and also as a result, the Syrian currency will be revalued. I don't have any idea what. I think it's worth about 15 cents on the dollar now, I think. That's what I've heard on Newsmax. So we'll see how that comes to be, what it ends up becoming. But obviously, President Trump has told these guys about economic renewal and about everything that can be happening in their country if they just decide not to be agents of terrorism, but rather an agent of peace. And that's what we're going for. So President Trump finished up his, let me continue with the currency. So we've got the Syrian currency, which is called the pound, the Syrian pound. All right. Not connected to the British pound, for example, the pound sterling, you know, maybe initially it was tied to it, but right now they have their own Syrian pound. Beyond that, we've got Myanmar, which was known as Burma. That's one that's coming up. China's in there with their yuan, Y-U-A-N, yuan. That's how I pronounce it anyway. And you've got Cambodia is in there. Nothing was mentioned about Laos, but I don't know what happened with that. But Cambodia's in. Let's see, the two Koreas, China, Myanmar, Burma, and Syria. I think those are all the newest ones that have been added to the 17 or so currencies that were already planned to be increasing in value. So I wanted to put that out there for you guys to realize that. And let's see, what else? So what we're hearing from our bondholders, again, they've been pushed just like we have. This whole thing is going to unravel in about a 48-hour period. Bondholders and us, platform trades, everything to be released over about a 48-hour period. The latest information we heard, and that's one reason I was a little bit late to the call tonight, is that everything is supposed to be released, and this would be our notifications and notifications to the bondholders that they have access to their funds in their accounts All of that is supposed to happen over the weekend, with our exchanges beginning early next week. So Saturday, Sunday, we should get our notifications, either Saturday or Sunday. And if they came early enough Saturday morning, we could very well set an appointment and start on Saturday. If that were the case, we could also go through and include Sunday and right on through the rest of the month. Now, there's no guarantee, obviously, when we say the weekend, that it's going to be Saturday. It could be on Sunday, and we're just looking at setting an appointment for Monday or Tuesday. Very possible. Now, I know you guys are getting tired of hearing, you know, early next week, very early next week, Saturday, Sunday, whatever. But everything appears to have been done now to where we can move forward. And I'll tell you one thing, we had a total of 61,000 IRS agents that were let go, in 30 hours. That's a very positive thing for us to move into NASARA with no income tax, no state income tax, but rather a consumption tax that we've talked about of either 14 or 15%. That would be inboarded in the cost of new items, new goods. Inboarded means it's included in the price already, which means, yes, a lot of things would go up 15% in price. But it'll settle itself out, and that would really allow about half of that revenue to go to the federal government, half of it to go to the state. So we'll see how they divide all that out. We'll see what happens. That's part of NASARA. So we're going to find that we're going to get more and more information on NASARA probably between now and July 4th. Hopefully we get it all activated by then, all of it out. So we'll have to see how that flows. But what we're looking for is we have supposedly now about 60% of JSARA already activated, 60%. But on NASARA, only 15% so far has been put into play, 15%. So we got a lot more to do. We're still looking to receive DOGE checks this month, probably starting next week. And we're looking for an increase in Social Security for those 62 to 72. It's a really nice sum, nice large sum of an increase, and then 72 and older would get even a larger increase. And I'm not going to put those numbers out because they're always subject to change. But those two things are still good for the month of May. Now, our R&R, as I've told you guys before, for those of us who are exchanging, should be at the Redemption Center for us to tell us how much it is. They're not going to break it down into this, but we'll have a lump sum that will tell us how much we're getting back, okay? And you need to ask them about it, restitution and reclamation allowance or restitution and there's another R word too. I can't remember what it is right now, but that's that R&R, I think they're familiar with it that way too, will tell us what that's going to be. So I'm excited about that. I'm more excited about us getting numbers. And once that happens, you know, we get to set our appointments and go in for exchanges. And we're all waiting for it. Me too. You too. Sue is also. Bob is. Everybody. I'm a little anxious right now. I'm a little bit on edge. Sue can tell you, I was a little bit on edge today. It's excitement, basically. I'm excited because I can see a little light at the end of this tunnel. So I'm looking forward to going just like you guys are. And I'm certainly looking forward to the med beds. And certainly after that, I'm looking forward to the rebuild projects, Rebuild America, Rebuild International, getting a little travel in, and getting started with our concepts. So I know you are too. Speaking of which, the MedBed 100 is still available until we get the numbers. So if you want that, and if you also want the Quantum 100, those two Sue is still making available. Each one is $100. And to get it, you just send her an email. In the subject line, you'd put MedBed 100 plus, if you want both, plus Quantum 100. And that would get you the Quantum Leader Future Founder course, each one for $100, $200 total. And you just want to send her an email and say, I'd like both of those courses, and here's my name and phone number in case you need to text me. She won't do it unless absolutely necessary, because she's got enough going on. But that would be one way. If you have PayPal, let her know. If you don't, it doesn't matter. She'll invoice you, and you can get it that way. But keep an eye on your emails. Keep an eye. Look for one to come back, and then when you send her your payment information, look for that to come back to confirm it, and then look for the next one, which would include the courses that you have as links. You get them as a link, and you click on it, and you listen. And you can listen to it over and over and over again, okay? So they're really, really a great value. Both of them are great. And the address to use, as you guys know, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. All right, send those off to her. Also, if you are interested in in Sue's next class, Indy, I-N-D-I, put Indy in the subject line too, and just say, I'm in. Because that class would start, if the numbers aren't here, would start next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at 7:25 p.m. Eastern time. And the class would be $150 for all three nights. Okay? So give that some thought, and she'll get the word out to everybody in the pod and any new people that also want to join that class, should it occur. Okay? I think it'd be a great class, but I don't know if it'll happen based on whether the numbers come out or not. Just like it always, just same old, same old. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, Bob has our products on sale still that are really good on Boomers. So check out the site and feel free to go through. And maybe if you haven't set up an auto ship program yet, which is called Subscribe and Save subscription service, go ahead and do that and pick up an extra 10% on new items that you add to your auto ship program. And it turns out being, 10% to do it and then an additional 10% for the next 3 months of products that are new that you're adding to your auto ship. Or if you're just starting out, you've never done one. For me, I'd want Boomer Boost, Barley, Probiotics, and Lignans, or maybe not Lignans, but I use them. Those four, and then I'd want to have Myotrol. I'd want to make sure I got those every month. And each time you get one, it's a month's supply anyway. So you'll get it. As the others drain down, you run out, you'll have new ones coming in to replace it. So you've got Sue's information, integratedminds@hushmail.com. You've got the new class starting, INDI. That starts next Tuesday. And take advantage of the MedBed 100 is just such an important class or course, really, to have, because it's going to give you all of the information, most of which you wouldn't even think of, that's available to you for your MedBed interview, which is about 15 or 20 minutes prior to you getting in the MedBed. Okay? So they're going to be typing up everything that you're telling them, putting it in the computer system, going through it all, getting it ready. There's a big touch screen on the head of the MedBed, and there's, it's just really pretty cool. I only know that one of our contacts has seen them in person, live, seen them. And, guys, we've got over 16,000 MedBed centers in the United States. So they're all over the place. And most of us won't have to drive 30 minutes or more to get to one. So I'm looking forward to getting in, you know, as soon as I can get in. Now, if you've got Zim and dire need, you're at the front of the line. That's what they want. They want dire need, and if you have Zim, it's a bonus. Then, and by the way, if nobody said anything, it's free. You don't pay for this. If you want to tip the attendant, you can do that. You can tip them, okay? But, you know, there's no charge for it. It's amazing, really. It's absolutely amazing. Can't wait to go in myself. All right, so let's do this. I think we're looking at emails over the weekend to us, and we'll plan to have a celebration call, whether it's Tuesday or whether it's beforehand, and we just do a recording with Sue, Bob, and I that do a celebration call. It'll be up. It'll be up as soon as we finish it. But in the meantime, take advantage of what Sue is offering, and also check out Bob's website. And if you're not registered your email yet on bigcalluniverse.com, please do so. Please register your email, and that way, when this whole thing goes, we're going to have a way to get in touch with you about the projects. Because I'm going to want your involvement in Rebuild America. I want some involvement if you speak French or Spanish. Initially, at least, it would help for Rebuild International. Plan to start in the Bahamas. You don't need anything but English there. Rebuild the Bahamas. And then we've got Rebuild the Dominican Republic and Rebuild Haiti. And we've got connections for the DR. We might have a connection for Haiti. So we're going to try to see if we can work with Haiti without a bunch of red tape. We'll see. So we'll see how that goes. But those are where I'd like to start with Rebuild International. And then, of course, we've got the Pastoral Retreat Network and, of course, the Veterans Retreat Network. So we're looking for help on those two as well. So all of that stuff will be sent out to you by email initially to let you know how to get to those sites and how to fill out some information for us. And we'll try to do some regional get-togethers. Get together regionally, several states, but we'll meet at a central location and so on and so forth. All right? So that's the plan. It'll take us a while to get it all up to speed, guys. You know that. But we are going to start doing what all of us are going to do, and that's evaluating our own living situation, making a move if we need to make a move, take a little vacation if you need one, haven't had one. Last time I went on a ski trip was in 08, so that'd be, what, 17 years ago? That's the last time I went somewhere for fun. And I kind of can't wait to get back and do something like that again. Probably won't be skiing now, but surely a trip to the beach would be great. So that's what I wanted to say tonight. I want to thank the satellite team for getting the signal out all over the globe. I'd like to thank Sue and Bob for being such an integral part of the big call. And, of course, GCK and Jeannie and Pastor Scott and everyone else that contributes. Thank you for the pod and everybody else that is a contributor to the big call in terms of emails that we've received and prayer requests, praise and prayer requests. And we'll just take it like that. Now let's pray the call out, okay? And then we'll have a great weekend. Hopefully we'll find those emails, notifications in our inbox of our emails. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us to get us to this point. Thank you for the information that we have. Let it be true. Let it be according to your will that this whole RV, GCR reset, everything goes according to your plan and to your perfect time. Thank you for all that you've done for us to prepare us. Help us to be great stewards of this blessing, we pray. Thank you for moving it along. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody, and thank you so much for listening. Everybody have a great weekend.